Hey, Theodore.
Hey, Willie. Good morning. I already put a cup of coffee on the brew. Got big plans for today?
Just work, you?
Not much. Work. Gonna pay the bills, pay the rent. It's overdue.
Cool. You got that from me yesterday.
Yeah, I remember. You gave me the money. Funny thing is, we're still one third short.
Really? Are you sure?
I counted it twice. I paid my regular amount, you paid the same, but we're still exactly one third short.
That's really weird. It's almost as if we had... another housemate left who hadn't paid. Wait a minute, I'm remembering something. Didn't someone move in a while back? Doesn't someone else live here?
Hey, I think you're right. That nerdy guy with the moustache moved in, didn't he? But I haven't seen him in, God, a month and a half? When did we last pay for rent?
Yeah, the DM. I haven't seen him either. I'd forgotten all about that guy. Huh, do you think he moved out? Oh God, do you think he's dead? Dead in his room?
No, because... I've been hearing strange noises, like someone moving furniture. I thought it was coming from upstairs, but now I think about it.
It was coming from his room. You think he's in there?
I don't know.
But for a month and a half without ever coming out, what could he possibly be doing in there?
A month and a half ago.
Man, what a nice antique store visit I had. Who knew antiquing could be so much fun? I better not tell anyone about my fetish for antiquing, though, or they'll think I'm gay or a postmenopausal woman. I just put my stash down here in my room and... this is a particularly nice one. This brass lamp. Oh, I think I dropped hot dog sauce on it when I was eating earlier. Stupid mustache is supposed to soak that stuff up. I'll just rub the hot dog sauce off and...
Hello, Master. Your wish is my command.
What? Barbara Eden?
I do not know what you mean, Master. I am Genie, and you are my master.
Oh my God, but what? Serious? You're a real genie?
Yes, your wish is my command. You are my master, Master.
Wait, so I'm the master. You're a genie who looks and dresses just like Barbara Eden from I Dream of Genie, and you'll do whatever I ask.
Nothing would make me happier, Master.
So, riches, power, world peace.
Whatever you require, Master, and is in my power to do.
And, stop me if I'm going the wrong way with this, but just want to put it out there, but, hand-holding, walks in the park, playing on the swings,
Whatever you say, Master, fulfilling your wishes would make me happy.
Kisses on the cheek.
Whatever you like, Master.
Hand jobs.
Nothing would make me happier than fulfilling your wishes, Master.
Wait, so that didn't freak you out, what I said just then?
Whatever you like, Master.
But that wasn't perverse. I mean, you do know what I said just then. I said hand jobs. You didn't mishear. I didn't say hedgehogs or anything.
Whatever is in my power to do, Master. I am Genie, and you're the Master.
So, like... if I, like, dry-rooted you.
Whatever you like, Master.
Wow, you didn't even blink.
If you're implying sexual acts, Master, and if you wish to have sexual intercourse with me, then nothing would make me happier. You are the Master, and I am Genie. Your wish is my command. I live to serve you. Alternatively, we could have a vaguely non-sexual relationship in a house where we have G-rated comedy misadventures together.
No. First option is fine.
Very good, Master. I can appear as anyone or anything, the woman of your dreams. Any woman you like, I can be her. Would you like me to change shape, Master?
No. Barbara Eden is good.
Very well, Master. Shall we begin?
Today? He's still in there. I can hear him through the door. I wonder what he's doing. Still kinda sounds like he's moving furniture around.
Maybe he's finally taken up exercise. Poor thing. Maybe he took all those jokes I made about his paunch to heart. Which was the point of my jokes.
I don't know. Maybe if I just look through the keyhole. No, he's stuffed something in there. What could he be doing for the last month and a half straight?
I don't know. Why don't we just knock on the door and ask?
Yeah, but this is kind of Charles Manson level weirdness. Do we really want to knock?
Let me then.
Hello?
DM, you look very hot and bothered, doing some exercise in there.
And sweaty. I've never seen you break a sweat before. It smells like vinegar.
Yeah, just, you know, taking care of some stuff. Can I help you?
We just wanted to make sure you're okay, DM. We hadn't seen you for so long, we literally forgot you existed.
I'm fine.
You haven't come out of your room in a month and a half, DM. Not even to eat or drink. It's kind of weird.
I'm fine. Everything's good. Sorry, hair stuck to my face.
It is a bit strange you haven't left your room even once. Are you sure you're okay? No emotional problems?
No, I'm... I'm... Sorry, hair in my teeth. I'm fine.
You sure?
You're acting weird, DM. You have those rosy cheeks there. You look relaxed. Your brow is so unfurrowed. I wouldn't have even recognised you if you hadn't spoken. It's like you've had a facelift.
I'm fine, really. Anything else? Kinda busy in here.
Something's up. I know it is. My weirdness meter is going off the chart.
I'm fine. Look, bye.
What the hell is up with him?
Oh shit, I forgot to ask for the rent money. That's the whole reason we came.
What?
I forgot. We need the rent money and,
Something is happening here, DM. Something weird. And there is a funny smell coming from your room. Tell me what it is, DM. Tell me, or I'm knocking this door down. I'll come in and I'll... Wait. Who is that lying in your bed? In the French maid costume? Is that Barbara Eden? I thought she was dead. And DM, why are you wearing just a towel and a bow tie?
Fine. Look. Guys, okay. Look, I guess I have to come clean. Here's the rent money, Theodore, by the way. Look, guys, I went antiquing and, well... I bought a magic lamp, and, had a genie inside, and this is the genie.
Do they have any more magic lanterns there, or was there just the one? Master, I can serve your friends as I serve you, if you would like.
Look, she can do anything and take any shape, and, she's just been helping me out with some stuff.
Wait, so you've been having sex with a genie for a month and a half?
No! We played Uno this one time. We had to take a Barocca break.
But DM, that's perverse. Besides the fact that she flies in the face of physics and alters our understanding of reality as we know it, you've just been using her as a sex slave, an empty woman's body with no soul who'll just do whatever you ask, be it cleaning or some degrading sexual act. How can you live with yourself? How can you be so sexist and misogynistic?
So, Genie, the DM says you can take on any shape? My master is correct. So, like, a cute kitten, a brand new car. Young Johnny Depp? If my master wills it to be so. And you said you can serve your master's friends as well.
Willie, don't even think about it.
If my master wishes, I can grant his friends' wishes too. Besides taking any shape, I can create riches, grant you a new house, create a utopia where the air is clean and the water pure, and calm the tension between entire kingdoms. And young Johnny Depp, you know who that is. I mean, you've been in that bottle for a while. If my master's friends just think it and wish it, I can become it. Cool. DM, I'm gonna go play with Genie for a while.
Willie, how could you be so perverse?
No, it's cool. You guys, hang with Genie for a bit. You said it's been a month and a half, Theodore. Geez, I'd completely lost track of time. Don't know why. I haven't been to uni for a while. I'm gonna be behind. I better head down to campus and catch up on some work. I'll be back later today.
Okay, but command your Genie so Willie isn't able to use its immense supernatural powers for evil.
I think Willie will be too distracted for that. See ya!
Willie... Where did you go? Are you moving furniture? Really?
Man, just got back from uni.
Strange day?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got there and first of all, I ran into my Aussie rapper friend, Tony. Here, let me think how that went. Hey, Tony! Yo!
Word or... Words with verbs and auxiliaries, then participles if you want words in the past, and conjunctions to connect them, yo!
Yeah, Tony's great. He can sing grammatically correct murders and promiscuous behaviour in the past continuous.
Strange.
A lot of people like that at uni, and his last song was all about punctuating people with his AK, you know?
Hey, DM.
Hey, Willie. You look happy.
Yeah, Genie is having a little rest. It is all tuckered out.
Cool, and anyway, then I was trying to catch up with a month and a half of missed work, and who do you think I saw at uni? An ex-girlfriend from, like, 10 years ago, and she decides that now is a good time to try to talk to me again.
Really?
Yeah, she must have had one too many drinks at the uni bar beforehand.
That must have been ridiculously awkward.
It was the most awkward conversation I've had in at least 5 years. Anyway, she's talking to me and she's saying, "The man I'm with now is the man of my dreams, but..." And then she keeps telling me all the way she's changed, like how different she is from when we were together.
Was she vicious and hateful?
No, actually, she was quite complimentary. She even called me a template and an inspiration that all lady relationships have to live up to, but I'm certain she was lying. She really wanted me to compliment her, so she started by trying to, you know, compliment me, right?
Doesn't she know that would never work? Doesn't she know you?
Apparently, she thought I've changed too, which I haven't at all. Anyway, that wasn't the weirdest thing.
What was the weirdest thing?
Well, there was all this very awkward talking, all this stuff about how she's better than she was, how she's not a bitch now, and she's smarter and more educated, and every little thing about her is better. You know, what everyone does when they meet someone they haven't seen for years, but amplified a millionfold by the alcohol, and, well, then she said...
What? What?
Well, she said, and this is an exact quote, that she was sorry for... rockin' an 80s power bush back when we were together.
An 80s power bush?
An 80s power bush.
So, what was she implying there? What did she want you to know? That her vagina is much more attractive now than it was then?
That did seem to be the underlying implication, yes.
Willie, what is it?
Guys, I have a confession to make.
What is it?
I'm also rocking 80s power bush. I have been for years. I haven't had a boyfriend for a while, see, so I...
Oh, Willie. Hey, Willie, there. It's not so bad.
Seriously, Willie. 80s power bush, we don't judge. We don't care. You keep rocking that thing.
He's right.
Yeah, you know, you see, I think women worry about the state of their bush much more than men. Whenever men see a bush, they're happy. That's it, they're just happy. It's like seeing an old friend. You see an old buddy in the street after a few years. Maybe he's put on a few pounds or lost a bit of hair, but you don't notice. You don't care. You're just happy to see him. And that's how men think when they see the bush. It's like an old friend.
Really? Even an 80s power bush?
Yes.
Look, Willie, an 80s power bush is a blank tableau, a clean slate. When you meet that special man, you got a fresh canvas there to paint any kind of picture you desire. If you didn't have it, where could you go? As things stand, you can go anywhere. Between your legs is like a block of marble waiting for Michelangelo to craft his David. Your bush is a masterpiece waiting to be discovered, a jewel hiding in the earth.
You really think so?
I know so.
All very strange, though. I was glad when I could wriggle free from that conversation.
It wasn't good to catch up, DM? Reminisce about old times?
No! The funny thing is, she remembered conversations from years ago. And brought back things I'd said word for word. How can women do that? I can't remember last week.
Maybe she was being nice in some strange, drunken way, saying that you enriched her life on some level. Maybe she enriched yours.
Nope. Can't say she did. In fact, every failed relationship I had just seems to make my soul more dirty and wretched. I slowly became more crushed. And it's not their fault, of course. It's me revealing my own hypocrisy and double-facedness to myself through being close to others. I constantly unfold new degradations and levels of moral turpitude, new perversities when in relationships with others. It's really quite disturbing. They've been harrowing. Man, turpitude is a good word. We should use it in more contexts than just connecting it to moral. Political turpitude, kindergarten turpitude.
Oh, DM, did they hurt you?
No, not really. I mean, this one, you know, the 80s... power bush rocker. The only reason I was even with her for so long is because she had this really hot sister, and I knew that if I stopped seeing her, I'd never see the sister again. And in fact, if I think back to my worst relationship, the one that galled me most, well, let me paint a word picture for you. Relationships for me, I don't know why, maybe because I'm such a loser, have been more like property transactions. It's like buying a car. And well, this one relationship, way after the power bush, the one that really pissed me off, was with this really nerdy girl. This strange little thing. See, in my mind, I was doing her a favor. I mean, she liked manga. She wore, like, leopard print because she thought it was ironic cool. She really had nothing going for her at all. I knew I was way better than she was ever likely to get. I guess I wanted to be worshipped. I mean, the girl was in an English degree and she couldn't even punctuate.
Literary genius and creator of the historical novel Sir Walter Scott wrote manuscripts entirely without pronunciation.
Oh, shut up about your literary genius and creative historical novel, Sir Walter Scott. But yeah, she had a funny way of speaking, real hopeless case. She kept tissues in the sleeves of her jumper. Man, I hated that. And she always had bits of food on her shirt front. Anyway, I wanted to be her savior, and I walked around safe in the knowledge, and then she left me. Can you believe it?
Oh, damn. Oh, man, that is too funny.
No, but see, it's like if you have some hopelessly incompetent, stupid old guy working in your office who should have been fired years ago, but you know he's supporting a family and will probably never find another job, so you take pity on him, and you even give him a car as an extra office bonus at the end of the year, and then he leaves your office because now he thinks he can get two cars somewhere else. That's what it's like.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
I tried every trick in the book to get her back, every piece of emotional blackmail, every kind of manipulation, every lie. Ugh, I just couldn't handle that she'd left me. That was my job. I was going to be the one to leave her one day if I felt like it. My job, goddammit. But it didn't work. Oh, the rage. That one still pisses me off. Just can't believe it. Who did she think she was going to? What was she going to get?
Oh, DM.
What? I just expected to be worshipped like a god. Is that too much to ask?
I'm having difficulty in feeling sympathy for your plight, DM.
Oh man, burn my stuff, okay, that I can handle. Piss off my family, kill my dog, punch a dagger in my heart, but hurt my ego? Ugh, that's more than someone like me can bear. It was like someone had stolen my property.
I guess everyone plays these little power games in their junior immature relationships. It's how we learn about power, its abuses and its blessings, right? Being close to others?
What are you talking about? Junior, immature. I knew what I was doing. I was setting myself up as some sort of demiurge Mephistopheles. They merely had to orbit around my magnificence. Their role was quite clear.
Oh, this from one strange convo at uni?
Yeah, and worst thing is, she wants to meet with me again for coffee. She put a date in her phone, too. So I think she was serious because she'll remember it now, even when she's sober.
Are you going to meet her?
Of course not.
I don't know, DM. It seems to me like maybe you should talk to this woman again. I think the two of you have something to teach each other. Two horribly flawed people.
No, why?
You might as well go. A lark. You can at least see her squirm after she remembers all the weird stuff she said to you.
Yeah, talk to the 80s Powerbush again, DM.
No, no way.
Aren't you and her both at uni now? You're likely to run into each other again anyway.
Yeah, destiny has a way of making these things happen. All of this unresolved stuff just crops up.
No, I'll go incognito. Then she won't recognise me.
You could shave your moustache. Then she wouldn't recognise you.
No, I'm never shaving my moustache.
Willie, your workers rung you up. They're asking why you haven't been in for 3 days.
Oh, fine. Johnny, just keep the bed warm for me. I better go and put in a shift. If I lose this job too, I think I'll have a bad reputation with every major employer in the city. Back in a few hours. Hello, Master's friend. I am Jeannie.
No, you will not tempt me, you wanton sex doll. My moral standards are too high.
I am free at the moment. My master told me I should make my master's friends happy.
No, no, none of that. I'm a moral man. I don't want to use women's bodies in the way my friends do.
But not even that, master's friend. If you like, I can clean your house. I notice things are messy.
No, I don't want to treat you that way, Jeannie. I don't want you to be my servant, like some slave or some 50s housewife. I want to help you. I want to save you from this situation. Can I wish you to be free?
There are many ways I can make all your wishes come true, master's friend. All you need to do is say and I will grant it.
I'm immune to such...
I can perform any task or shape change into any form.
Any form?
That's right, master's friend. I am Jeannie, and you are my master's friend, and so while he is away, my master.
Could you even shape change into a form with, four legs?
Your wish is my command, master's friend. I could become a proud Arabian stallion for you to ride against your enemies.
Yes, that's what I wanted. An animal to perform a useful, normal animal task.
If you wish, I can turn into any animal and perform any task, master's friend.
And nothing I ask of the animal would be strange, or...?
Of course not. You are my master's friend, and hence my master.
And if you turned into a goat, and I asked you to... I'm guessing an animal isn't anywhere near as bad as using a human being. Come into my room, goat. Come on, goat. Here, goat. Come on, goatee.
Another day at uni. Just got to make sure I keep a low profile.
DM, I see you there.
Oh no, it's Power Bush.
I see you holding your finger in front of your moustache, trying to hide. I can still tell it's you.
Oh, hey, ex-girlfriend from more than 10 years ago. I can see you've been getting into the alcoholic beverages again.
Sit down for that coffee we planned. I'm free now. So who are you trying to hide from?
No one.
How's life?
Yeah, you know.
DM, I'm with the man of my dreams now. I wouldn't want to change him for anything.
Very good. I'm very happy. I'm blithely unconcerned for you.
But you know, I've changed a lot since we were together.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I'm much less of a bitch now. Sorry if I was a bitch back then. And you see, I'm not pudgy now. That's long behind me, thank God. Actually, I'm a bit of an exercise freak.
I haven't changed at all, actually. I'm exactly the same.
And I have a great job. Yeah, really happy with my job.
I have no job. I'm actually a hobo. I keep all my belongings in a colored handkerchief on the end of a stick.
I work with some really nice people. Got promoted recently.
Sometimes I fight other hobos to death for money in a muddy yard. We're exploited for the small wages they pay the survivor. We do it for the amusement of amoral corporate executives who publish our pain on the internet.
I'm more educated now, too.
I'm not. I actually know less about the world. Severe concussion, you see.
Oh, come on, DM. Talk normal. I'm always the one that could make you talk normal. Anyway, I take good care of myself these days. Sorry if I didn't back then.
I sleep on a hammock because I have a horribly disfiguring skin disease that means I need to constantly scratch.
Really?
Yeah. Really. Sure. Whatever.
Oh, and one more thing about me has changed.
You have a goiter? A massive goiter on your neck? No, I guess I'd see that. It must be something else.
No, I'm at uni. Yeah, that's something I learned because of you. I do social work. That's a new skill. I learned to do that because you always called me stupid. But now I have a degree and I'm getting my master's.
Hmm, what did I learn from you? I guess, I don't know. The only job I have now is giving blowjobs to drifters for money under this railway bridge. You didn't teach me anything useful to apply to that life skill.
My boyfriend now is really great, not the jealous type like you were.
Yeah, I tended to want to hold on fiercely and illogically to my possessions. Should have been more zen about it, really.
And I really am sorry about rocking the 80s power bush back when we were together.
Oh dear.
Hey, I'm vain. I like to get right to the point. You know me. I don't beat around the bush. Oh!
Yes, you told me about this before.
What was I thinking? Now my vagina is much more stylish. Bold, in fact. Sleek. Silky and hairless.
Oh, God.
Smooth as a baby's bottom.
Thank you for comparing your vagina to a baby's bottom.
Yeah, it's really something special. Following all the latest trends, I've been known to sport a Brazilian, a landing strip, a Frank Zappa, and a Charles Xavier. If only you could see it now.
If only...
Yeah, if only there's some way.
Look, this conversation is really awkward again. I should probably get going.
No, it's not awkward. I'm just being direct. Stay and keep talking. What's changed with you?
I've never seen a snake in its natural habitat. Never in my whole life. So that's a fact about me.
I have once, I think.
Really? Did it look content? I'd like to imagine that it was content.
I don't know.
I'd feel good if it was content. I'd like to picture it that way.
Not sure. Couldn't tell.
Just a snake, sitting in its natural habitat, feeling a deep sense of calm as it's completely at peace with itself. Looking around and it suddenly realizes, shit, man, I've never thought about it before, but this habitat of mine, pretty fucking natural. Jeez. Never really appreciated it before. Look how natural this habitat is. Then it would wish it could blink.
Yeah, this conversation is kind of awkward, I guess.
Told you.
Yeah, a bit awkward. I think the alcohol must be wearing off. Man, was I drunk the whole time we were together? I could start apologising for my 80s power bush again too, you know? Lighten the mood.
Please don't.
This has kind of been fun, DM. We should hang out. Meet for coffee more often.
Look, maybe we should just admit that we're very different people. And if we never talk again, is that really a bad thing? And I mean...
Oh, hey, I should really get this. Hey, sis, how are you? Yeah, I'm just sitting in the courtyard. Yeah, what time does your shoot start? Yeah, okay. Just come and find me. When I see you, I'll wave. Okay, bye, love you, bye.
Wait, your sister goes to university here too?
Yeah, of course.
I didn't know. Wow, I haven't seen her for ages.
Yeah, you should say hi.
I don't know, I mean... I am a lot older and more decrepit now. I don't even know if I want her to see me.
What? Come on. Stay here and hang with us.
No, I should go now before she gets here and sees my shame.
What? You freak.
No, I'm going. Bye, 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 bye.
Free. Good. Now she'll just remember me in my younger, fresher days. So if I just go over here and...
Hi, DM.
Oh, hey, you. How's it going?
Yeah, like, all right. Just on my way to meet my sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen you in ages. You look so well.
Yeah, you look well too, as usual.
Oh, I look a bit shocking today. So tired. Been working too hard.
No, I couldn't tell.
Where were you rushing off to anyway?
Oh, I have a lecture thing.
We should catch up sometime. Hang out. What's your phone number? Here's mine. I better go meet my sister anyway or she'll freak. You know how crazy she can be. Call me. We'll catch up.
Yeah. Huh. I'm very strange.
Oh, by the way, what's with the moustache? You never had that back when you and my sister were together. You should shave that off.
Right. Sure, didn't like it anyway. Huh. 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 Listeners, do you have any ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend stories? Would you like to ring up and tell an ex-girlfriend how you changed, or an ex-boyfriend how you've changed? Are you one of my exes, and would you like to ring in and berate me? Perhaps you'd like to discuss issues relating to the 80s power bush. What is your preferred form of bush? Did you ever sport an 80s power bush? What was your worst bush day? Well, call in now to discuss any of these topics live on air. We even have prizes today. Two prizes for two callers. The two best callers win prizes. The number to dial is 8303-5000. You are listening to Theodore, Willie, and the DM here on the Role-Playing Hour on 101.5 FM Radio Adelaide. We can be emailed during the week at theroleplayinghour@hotmail.com, which we never check. But right now, call in to talk about an ex, tell an ex how you've changed, plead with an ex, berate me as my ex, or talk about Bush on 8303-5000, and we'll be right back with you after this musical break. Remember, you can win a prize, two prizes, so if you're prize hungry, they're pretty good prizes too. Call in 8303-5000.
Like, who are you talking to, DM?
Oh, you're still here? No one. Sorry, I thought our conversation had finished. So, if anyone wants to call in and win one of either of our delightful prizes, the number is 8303-5000, and now would be the time to do that. Let's put some appropriate caller-attracting music on in the background.
Come on, callers.
Here we go, okay. Now we need you to call in and to talk about your ex, to tell your ex how you've changed, to talk about your bush, or to be my ex and to berate me for whatever you feel like berating me for. That's pretty much all you need to do. 8303-5000. Otherwise, we will eat one of the prizes and watch one of the other prizes in your stead. And that would really be a tragedy. Because one of those prizes looks pretty tasty and the other one looks pretty watchable.
Well, I have to admit, I think I'm...
Let's give this a go. Ooh. Let's see if we can do this.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, caller. Now what's your name, caller?
My name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, and Jeffrey, which one of the options did you want to take up? Do you want to talk about an ex? Do you want to berate me as my ex? Do you want to talk about Bush? Tell your ex how you've changed?
I'm somewhat interested in discussing the movie Inception, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Does it have Bush in it?
Is there any Bush in Inception? It's about dream Bush, isn't it?
Layers of Bush.
Dreams of Bush.
The third layer of Bush is the one in which there is a... prominent curl, but tell me if you interpret the film the same way I do.
I haven't seen it, but I can try.
All right, well, this might sound familiar. I don't know. It's affected me in the past.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character who has a painful relationship from his past.
Mm-hmm.
He is responsible for constructing fictional scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the relationship keeps impinging in a very obvious way
into
his fictional scenarios. And so people who know him well are able to observe the very prominent resonances there.
Layers of resonance?
You are right. That's exactly like the other Christopher Nolan movie, Batman, where his parents are murdered in the past and he's remembering, his parents, and he wants a vengeance. I completely understand what you're talking about.
Yes, it's
but Batman didn't have a French wife.
How do you know?
How do you know? He might have had many... There were missing years there. Missing years.
Because Batman's broke backing up with his butler?
Anyway, caller, you called in and talked about Christopher Nolan, which is something better than most people talk about. So I think you can have your choice of a prize. Would you rather win a DVD of 1951's The Thing, where they fight some kind of vegetable monster? Not the one with the whiskey and the TNT, but the original black and white one. Or would you rather have a kilo of gummy bears?
Golly. Are the gummy bears shaped like tiny carrots? Or are they the traditional bear?
They're less carroty than the thing is.
Oh, well, I in fact already have a copy of The Thing. It's one of those films that everybody should have a copy of.
Oh, well, then the gummy bears are yours. Congratulations, one solid kilo of gummy bears.
Oh, thank you so much.
We'll be sure to get those off to you as quickly as possible. Is there anything else you'd like to say before departing?
I'm curious about whether a genie is omniscient and omnipotent, and if so, does that contravene the established theories of causality?
Yes, could she change time and matter in a godlike way?
If she knows everything and can do anything, then does that not mean that, deterministically speaking, there is no free will?
I'll be sure to ask her in the next Uno break.
Excellent.
When we're smoking a cigarette.
I'm curious.
I'll give it a go.
As soon as you guys can stop moving that furniture all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot to do. We've got to redecorate. It's, you know, genies are good at that. All right, well, thank you very much, caller, and keep on, you know, you can take your Inception theory and talk about it on the net. I hear that's a popular thing to do, and thank you very much. So that's one caller. Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Now, do we have, if we still have a 1951 DVD of The Thing, if anyone would like to win that, potentially. Is anyone out there a Thing fanatic of some kind? No? 8303-5000. To win The Thing. I guess we can give it away next week. It's a pretty good little thing. If I could have any kind of prize in the world, what would I have? I'd talk to the genie and she would... What would she do?
A bonsai bush.
Bonsai bush? No, she would probably give me a queen-size winterweight Tempercon quilt by Quilts of Denmark, thanks to Snooze at Mile End, valued at $699, because that is what I would want, and that is what you can win, because Radio Adelaide can be your genie. If you subscribe to Radio Adelaide, you just have to dial 8303-5000 during business hours, or come into the station on North Terrace during business hours, or look on the website, follow the links to subscribe, Google Radio Adelaide. It costs $52 a year, $26 concession, and then you are able to be a subscriber. You support the station, the supported by listeners. You get a funny magazine in the mail. It tells you that we're going berserk with a Z. And you go into the draw. One subscriber every month will win something, and you could win your quilt. Which, now the weather's going to get warmer, and you'll have absolutely no use for it. But that's kind of, you know, something terrible. Or you always wish for something, and it doesn't quite work out like you planned. And I guess that would be the way that goes. Last chance now to call in and talk about your ex. Perhaps he was talking about... I just got it. He was talking about Power Bush. Impinging. When you don't want to be impinged by Power Bush, she comes back from the past and impinges upon you, just like the sign in my room that says, impinge, do not impinge. Impinge, do not impinge.
I just ignore that sign anyway.
She impinge. You always impinge. All right.
And you've got no whiskey left.
No, he's probably just talking about Christopher Nolan. Okay, well, next week, win The Thing. It'd be fantastic fun for the whole family. It's a carrot monster in the Arctic. So that's the story, anyway. And so tonight I'm going to hang out with her sister and, yeah.
Sounds like fun. Reminisce about old times. Unless she just reminds you of how cool you used to be and how just everything goes downhill with age.
No, well, her sister was really cool back in the day, though. Incredibly hot, and she had this great kind of sarcasm, you know? Like, genuinely funny insights on life instead of the whininess that most people use sarcasm for.
Didn't you say the hot sister was the only reason you were with the ex for so long?
I'm beginning to suspect the hot sister is the only reason anyone is ever with that woman for so long. I know at least one other guy who is with Power Bush, and he sings a similar forlorn refrain. But I'm kind of nervous. I don't even really know what to do. What to talk about, I mean. I followed this girl around like a puppy dog back in the day. Back then I was, what, 16, 17? She was 15? Sounds kind of weird, I guess, but back at that age, that's just how things were. Different if it's like some 24-year-old after a 15 or 16-year-old, but these were tender times, formative times. There are some forming issues here.
The forming of the DM.
That's right.
See, she was your mold.
The pleasant longing.
Isn't it a bit incestuous, longing after your girlfriend's sister?
Hence why it's so fun.
What a wacky world we live in.
I'm gonna be late anyway. I better go.
Have fun, we'll stay here and play with Jeannie.
Soon.
So, been a while.
Yeah, it's been ages. What's been happening with you anyway?
You know, life just rolling along. Been a long time since those days.
Yeah, like a lot has happened.
You still look well, though. Happy.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Had my ups and downs like everyone, but, you know.
Those were funny days.
Yeah, my sister's boyfriend. You're always kind of cool to have around, though. Kind of funny. You know, kind of dorky.
Dorky?
Yeah, you know.
Sorry, I wasn't as cool as you.
Well, you know, not many can be. Many aspire.
Bet you're so cool you're wearing high-heel UGG boots now.
I've been known to rock the high-heeled UGG on occasion. See, you're just not cool enough to rock the high-heeled UGG. That's your problem.
I keep falling down.
Yeah, no coordination. See, kinda dorky.
I have to accept the charges given.
Those were some funny days, though. And you and my sister, always fighting, always screaming at each other like it was the end of the world. Such teenagers.
Yeah. It's funny. All those kind of young relationships.
I remember my first boyfriend in primary school. I wanted to go on a bike riding date with him. He couldn't keep up, so I dumped him. He was too boring. Always wanted to stay at home.
Who was my first? I never quite started that early. I think in primary school, there was the whole, you know, the girl who you say is your girlfriend, and as you sit on the floor listening to the teacher, you let your fingertips touch, and it's all electric and exciting. She called me on the phone once. My parents were so thrilled. You have a girlfriend! We never really met up or anything, though. What would we have done? Stood in the park and stared at the trees?
I remember one. At the end of primary school, we like kissed each other on the mouth in front of all my friends who were giggling at my house. And then we kind of rolled around or play fight in the bed. We wouldn't even have known what to do in the bed. But that's what we did. My friends thought I was so cool then. I was like the grown-up one because I had kissed a boy on the mouth. But that guy was a freak. He used to take out his sandwich at lunch, looking at me, unwrap it, looking at me, put the sandwich in the bin, looking at me, and eat the glad wrap, still looking at me. Kinda weirded me out.
Maybe he thought he was trying to be funny?
Who the hell knows? I never let him be my boyfriend again. I think he was my boyfriend for like 3 days. My friend then got married on the oval because she was so jealous. I looked more grown up than her. She had this year 7 as the priest. Everyone threw sour sobs at him like confetti. Then we all ran away laughing because magpies started chasing us.
The first girl I kissed on the mouth, no tongues, she was 13 and I was 12. I think she was only with me to make another guy jealous. She had one tooth missing, you know, because teeth fall out at that age, and she had this trick where she would pretend to turn an invisible crank on her head, and she would push the mashed potato out of the gap in her teeth with her tongue, you know, like she was cranking mashed potato out. It was hilarious. Anyway, she kissed me on the mouth one time. I thought I was the luckiest guy in the world. We even slept in the same bed together, her and me and my cousin, and she was wearing like a teddy, like a 13-year-old lingerie thing, but we didn't do anything. I didn't even want to do anything. I don't think any of those kind of things had even started in me. But she went back to her old boyfriend after about 2 weeks. I remember him as this really tough-looking guy, but he was probably about as tall as a hobbit.
Yeah, potato trick sounds pretty awesome. If I ever lose a tooth in, like, a bar fight, remind me to do that.
Yeah, you can win friends and influence people.
Yeah, but I didn't really have a serious boyfriend until way later. That was all just kiddie stuff.
Yeah. Me neither.
My sister must have been an early one, right? For you? Because I was just, like, starting out then, too.
Yeah. She was an early one.
You guys are funny.
Yeah. My best memory from that relationship, you know. I've forgotten a lot of it now, so not much stands out, is one time, I don't know how, do you remember? I scammed her into letting all three of us, you, me, and her, sleep in the same bed, and the whole night I stayed facing you. She didn't even really get that angry.
Wow.
I remember, I think I was closer to you than her. I think she did freak out, but I must have blocked that bit out. Probably freaked out.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, wow. Things just got kind of real there for just a second or so, a little bit kind of real, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, long time ago, stupid stuff in the past. I'm a bit of a jerk, I guess, and a freak.
Dunno. What are you thinking, DM?
Oh! You know. Kiss her, 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 kiss her. Not thinking much of anything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should, probably get going anyway.
Yeah, if you want. I mean, it's not so late. I don't know. It's all up to you, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I just, yeah. Good catching up with you. A lot of fun reminiscing.
I can drive you home if you want.
No need. No, bus isn't far. You know, very, very easy.
It's easy for me too, I mean.
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah, don't waste petrol. I know how expensive it is. I have an early class tomorrow, you know.
Well, see ya.
Yeah, nice catching up with you.
Yeah, you too. Take care of yourself.
See you later.
So, why didn't you kiss her, DM?
Well, you know.
No, what? Were you scared?
It's just some things, you know. They're better just unreal as memories. Once you touch things with reality, they just... Then there are people and emotions and, you know, some things don't work and all the awfulness of physicality and... Think of real relationships, and there are just beginnings and endings and flights and regrets. Everyone leaves a trail of broken closeness behind them. There are some things in life you just always want to be perfect. Memories you just never want to hurt. Possibilities that were probably never even possibilities. Oh, but in your head, they can stay these perfect, innocent little things. Broken relationships just leave awful, unfinished business, but some unfinished stuff, the road never traveled, that's just... Perfect, and I just want to keep it that way, that special thing, forever.
I kind of get you.
You're a weirdo, DM.
Some things are beautiful and delicate, and if you touch them too forcefully, it's like they were never there. Fantasy versus reality. I'd take fantasy any day.
Whatever. I would have just kissed the babe.
Maybe she didn't want it, as if anyone would give the DM signals.
Even if she hated me tomorrow, I wouldn't care. Did the DM show you that photo? She is hotness incarnate.
Anyway, me and the genie are gonna play some Uno. Come on, genie.
Yes, master. Master, we are alone.
Yes, genie. It's good to see you again.
What do you ask of me, master? Shall I take the shape of a young Sophia Loren? I know that you consider her beautiful.
No, just stay in the shape of Barbara Eden. It's all good.
Yes, master.
She's helping him move the furniture again.
Mm.
Surely he could use the genie's power for something better.